The new station in Niagara Falls will serve as a stop not only for Amtrak, but also the Canadian service VIA, and customs for both inbound and outbound trips by the latter will be processed in this new facility. The city of Niagara Falls had no shortage of critics as the station was built, but those celebrating at its formal grand opening noted it's a link between the U.S. and Canada and Niagara Falls, New York, and numerous tourism destinations. Sarah Capon, executive director for the Niagara Falls National Heritage Area, noted that the Discover Niagara tour shuttles will make regular stops.
With this being a stop on the Discover Niagara shuttle, it'll be both a connection to downtown Niagara Falls and to the cultural assets we have in the north. It presents the opportunity to further develop heritage tourism products and experiences that educate visitors on the rich history we have here.
And there will be a new tourist destination on site, as Niagara Falls city planner Tom DeSantis explained.
It will be home base for the Underground Railroad Heritage Commission's Interpretive Center, which will be open by this time next year.
During his remarks, Mayor Paul Dyster acknowledged that the city of Buffalo is about to decide where to put its new train station. He was asked if his city's new facility might be looked upon as an example of how to build one.
You know, this is a border crossing. We've got that covered, so they don't have to worry about that piece of it. But it's obviously the case that these stations can take a lot of different forms, and I'm confident Buffalo is going to find the project that works for Buffalo.
Dyster and his city do not take a stance on where Buffalo builds its new station. His only care is that Buffalo gets one built. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.